We have another young lady here who would like to talk to us regarding the history of Harrington. Would you please state your full name?
Mildred Minner.
Mildred Minner, okay. Mrs. Minner, how old are you?
16.
16? I don't believe it now. I think you're at least 29. No, let's give us a range. She says that she will not give us her age. Is it between 0 and 50?
0 and 100.
0 and 100. Well, I guess that'll pin it down somewhat anyway. What do you remember about Harrington years ago? What sticks out in your mind more than anything?
Well, the first experience I had was coming to Harrington School. And when I come to Harrington School, I thought that they were the honoriest children I'd ever seen in my life.
Is that right?
But then, after I started coming for a while, I became accustomed to them, and I found a lot of very nice friends.
Did you become ornery yourself?
I believe so.
You did? Okay. What else do you remember about the old town? Did you come to town on Saturday nights or Friday
yes,
night or something?
We would come to town on Saturday night. And the women would all go to Wilbur Jacobs's with their eggs and their butter and do their shopping. The men would stand in front of the bank and talk about crops. And the girls would walk down the streets or go to the movies. And that was the height of the Saturday night.
Where was the movie theater at that time?
It was the old Reese Theater.
The old Reese Theater. Okay. Do you remember any of the movies you saw at the Reese Theater?
Oh, I didn't have time to watch the movies.
Oh, you didn't? Well, maybe you better explain a little further.
No,
no. No? Okay. Well, what do you remember about some of the stores around Harrington, the ones that, used to go to?
Well, I remember Wilbur Jacobs' store as the Troopers ice cream place. There was a dime store, and there was Benny Bronstein's, where they had peanuts.
Did you shop your clothes right in downtown?
Not very often.
Not very often. But there were clothing stores.
There were clothing stores.
Was there a shoemaker?
Yes, there was a shoemaker. I do not recall his name.
How about a laundry? Is there a laundry?
No laundry.
See, that came later.
The butcher shop was sawdust on the floors, but we didn't buy any meats of that sort. We lived on a farm, and we had a sufficiency of all things of that sort. We did not need those things in the town.
In other words, if you lived on a farm, you were self-sufficient.
That's right.
Did you, when you came to town, how old were you when you first started coming to the theater?
Oh, 14.
About 14. About what year was that?
Now you're pinning me down.
I was going to try to get your age, but I guess I'm not going to eat. You're too crafty. What do you remember about the streets in Harrington? Were they peaceful?
They were very, very peaceful. Anybody felt free to walk any place they cared to walk, day or night. And no one thought about having to take their children any place. It was perfectly all right for a boy or a girl to walk any place they cared to walk without their parents having to carry them.
I see. Are you contrasting that to today where you feel that way? I see. What do you remember about the highway when the highway first went through? Did it make any changes?
Yes, it made transportation much easier because in the area where I live, once the roads began to fall, you didn't get out much until they settled down. It's because they were very, very miry. And transportation was very poor at that time. But once the hard surface roads come through, then, and once electricity come through,
yes,
then that made the people, people in the country were second-class citizens in my day. But once the hard surface roads come through, and once the electricity comes through, then they really had all the benefits of the country, plus the additional things that the country could give, and they were really better off than their city cousins or the town cousins. So consequently, I spent 20 years with the cooperatives that brought electricity to the country people, and it was quite rewarding to be able to see those people who had done without electricity to have all those benefits.
Yeah, sure. I'm sure that was a big occasion to get electricity.
The greatest thing was to see, we worked very hard every year before Christmas to see them have electricity on their electric lights on their trees for Christmas. That was our main goal, to see how many people could have electricity on their trees for Christmas.
So what was it like when you first got electricity? I mean, what did it make you feel like when they first turned electricity on in a house?
It was just a grand Christmas day.
Like magic?
Just magic. Everything lit up.
Yeah.
Well, you know, one of the things they would say, well, we've got to scare all the animals to death. They were all going to dive way into the woods and all those lights. But it was just a revelation. It was just a new world.
Is that right? That's, you know, it's sometimes hard to believe, living in this day and time, if there ever was a time you didn't have a television or you didn't have, you know, some of the conveniences we have or even lights.
That's true.
And perhaps that's an experience that you were able to share that my generation just, you know, can't understand, you know, how big an event that was.
Well, when you come from a period where you had kerosene light and every place you went, you had to either carry a candle or kerosene, and then come to the age where everything is electronic, it is quite a period to spend. And what they told me is that there would be a time when we would be able to see pictures in our own house. I said, no way, don't tell me. You can never bring a picture into my house.
I guess so.
But to be able to see things of that sort is quite a revelation. And to see them come from the horse cart to the man on the moon is quite a period to have lived through.
I'm sure it is. There are not many people who could live through such a contrast.
I think I've lived through the best.
Yes, I think you have. What do you remember about the school? Can you tell me a few stories about the school and some of the things you used to do when you were at school, other than learn?
Some of the things that we did do that they would never let the kids back into school, I guess. they were always doing little things then. Of course, now, you know, a lot of those things are bad. Of course, there weren't near as many students then. One time I remember that I think some of the boys cut down all the shrubbery around the school. Now, you can imagine what would happen if some of the kids went around school and cut all the shrubbery down. Now, what would happen?
I expect they caught a little bit of heck over
here. Another time at Halloween, I think they fastened it was either a cow or a horse in the school. And that's quite a problem.
Well, I'm sure it did.
And there was, you know, or they would go into the man's watermelon patch and get all his watermelons. And children will be children, and I don't care whether it's 1890 or 1990, they're just children.
So some of the kids today might love to hear this, because I'm sure they've been told that way back when nothing ever went wrong. Nobody did anything bad. Can you remember any of your school chums that perhaps still live in the area and people that you've stayed close to over the years?
Well, yeah, Jenna Hall and I, we always run around together. And she is still living. Her husband has passed away and mine has passed away. We always used to go around together. Quite a few of them have now passed away, and there are, we used to have what we call farm parties, and I can tell you one interesting party we had. I was 16, and we then had my 16th birthday party. And it was in October, and my father had made this barrel of cider. And it was just getting real tingly. And the boys were real bashful. And we were working for this part of the South, and we couldn't find the boys, and we couldn't find the boys. It was going to be a long party. One of my father went to the grain room, and he found the boys. And they had all been straw rick, and they found straw, and they were all sipping cider through the straw. But by the time he found them, it was too late for us to really have very much of a party because they were too far under.
They were under the influence of alcohol?
They were under the influence of alcohol.
So what happened? Did anybody get in trouble over that?
Just laughed it off.